Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Okay, time now for our Week 4 NFL picks. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes. They're on Facebook and Twitter. Right now, Ben sitting at 6-2. Wow!
I'll be honest, I didn't see this coming.
I don't know that anyone saw it coming. All right, so we're going to pick the two Bay Area games, and then, of course, we each have a wild card game to choose. So let's go with the Niners, who close but no cigar against the Rams last Thursday night.
I was very surprised by the game against the Rams last week.
Yeah.
I did not think that either team was going to score that many points. I was very happy with how well the offense played through about 36 minutes of that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, defensively, I was kind of disappointed because I felt like they took a step back. They made Jared Goff look like Johnny Unitas. That having been said, going into this game, if you watched the Cardinals-Cowboys game, which was my wild card from last week, it actually played out the way that I kind of thought that it would. Arizona looked like they might have somewhat of an edge. And then they let Dallas move the football at will. There were some great catches in that game, which is surprising considering the caliber of Arizona's secondary. I think the 49ers are able to run the ball, which is going to be their best defense. Arizona has no running game, and they're going to throw the ball all over the place, and the 49ers have not been able to rush the passer. They have 3 sacks on the year. Their secondary has been exposed a little bit, and I think if you have Larry Fitzgerald and Brown and some of these guys running around Jermaine Gresham, I think the 49ers are in big trouble. I think if they can run the ball, they can keep it close. They're on the road. They haven't played well in Arizona. Arizona feels like a team that's really up and down. It wouldn't surprise me if the Niners won. I don't really see it. I think it's like 20-10.
You know, I think that the Niners are showing these flashes of brilliance, and then they show this little part where you're just like, oh, we're going to have 5 more years of this. Yeah, but I think you see it best in Carson Palmer. He's showing his age again. And we've said this for, Brad and I on our podcast have said it before. This guy's going to break eventually, and I think he's on the verge. And I think all it's going to take is one good clean hit. And it took till the fourth quarter, but Dallas got to him. And I think that the Niners are going to have a better chance of breaking in and getting there. Their defense is very underrated, in my opinion. And I think they need to step up. But this is a point now in the season where they need to pull up your shorts and get in there and play some smash mouth football. So I'm actually going to go with the Niners on this one. I think this is their chance to come up with a win finally.
I feel like the Niners are on the cusp of a lot of things. They're on the cusp of a win, I think, at some point here pretty soon, because they're, I think, kind of improving. The defense did take a step back, but I think that has a lot to do with the four day break in between games.
Right.
And all the injuries. But I think that this is a game where it's more realistic of what the season's going to be in terms for everybody, all the teams, because now we've had a month into the season almost. Now we're starting to see how teams really play. So I think the Niners are going to win barely, but I think they're on the cusp. I think they're on the cusp of getting those more sacks. I think they're on the cusp of breaking through that quarterback pressure. All right, so Raiders at Broncos could be the game of the week.
Man, they talk about a bounce back game for both teams. You know, obviously the Raiders didn't think they were going to get manhandled the way they did in Washington.
Right.
And, the Broncos didn't think they'd follow Buffalo. It's just quite honestly, I think they were already looking past that game. I think that both teams are highly motivated to step up and show that they're better than the last game they just played. Since the Raiders got embarrassed more, I think they're going to step up more. I'm not sure if all the distractions from last week was with a factor. I don't know what it was. Carr looked lost. You know, that throw, the first interception, he got sacked a bunch. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I think they have the most to make up in this whole thing, and I think they're going to come back strong with a vengeance, and they're really going to put a pounding on Simeon.
I think the Raiders will come back. They will play better. They showed last year the blueprint for beating Denver is to just run it up the middle and just smash them in the mouth and take away the pass rush. Buffalo did that to some degree. I got a chance to watch that game. I actually think Denver got screwed a little bit. The Raiders have the blueprint. I don't think the Raiders defense is as good as Buffalo's defense up front. And so I don't know that they're going to be able to get to Simeon as well as Buffalo did. And so I think the game's going to be really close. Back-to-back road games, the Raiders have gone to Tennessee, come home to Washington, now to Denver. That's tough. The Raiders could very well win this game. They have the recipe. It's a big bounce back game. It's a big division game. 2 back-to-back road games. I think I got to go Denver on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Raiders because I think that they're not going to drop 2 in a row. Wild cards.
The Kansas City and Washington.
Yep.
This is going to be Washington is high on their horse. Obviously, they just manhandled the Raiders as we talked about. So they are coming in full of confidence, ready to go. You've got the Chiefs, who are full of confidence and undefeated at the moment. I think at this point, though, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to not walk all over, but they're going to have their way with the Redskins. I think the Redskins showed a great performance. They clearly outplayed Oakland. So I think that you're going to see them facing now a even tougher AFC West team in Kansas City, and they've just proven that they have a blueprint to win.
And Brad's wild card is?
A 61-yard field goal to win definitely caught my attention. Philly beating the Giants in a tough divisional game. They're playing the Los Angeles Chargers this weekend. The Chargers are desperate. You look at the roster down there, and there is no reason why those guys are 0-3 that you can look at when you look at that team on paper. There just isn't. They have enough offensive firepower, but they haven't run the ball particularly well, and Phillip Rivers has gotten hit a few times, which is going to be a real problem against Philadelphia. I think that they might get tested a little bit. It's going to come down to who can make a big play late. I like Phillip Rivers versus Carson Wentz, that veteran presence, the guy who can make the play late. But Philadelphia's front seven has looked really good against the pass. They seem to be pretty good against the run. And I don't know who's going to match up that well with Alshon Jeffrey. I think Philadelphia beats the Chargers. The Chargers are 0-4.
Wow. And all seven people in attendance will see it. And so my wild card is I'm going to pick the Browns to beat the Bengals.
Wow. The toilet bowl.
Yeah. That's a real barn burner.
Yeah. No, I you know, someone's got to come out with a win. And but I think the Browns are going to send the Bengals bye-bye. All right, you can check out our picks online at 977theriver.com. And you can also listen to their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play, iTunes, and they're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Sports Meets Beer. And we'll be doing some beer coming up around 8:30 here on the river.